Welcome back to Newswork Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. 80 years ago today, then-President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Social Security Retirement Plan into law. The entitlement plan has benefited millions, but some wonder how secure it will be going into the future. Let's put that hunch to Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, to what extent are especially younger Americans worried about whether Social Security will be there for them at retirement age?
There is quite a bit of worry, and this is an important consideration because we ask retirees, those that are currently retired, how much do you depend on a variety of sources of income, and Social Security is by far at the top of the list. So a lot of Americans currently depend on Social Security, but in answer to your question, when we ask Americans who aren't retired, do you think that you will get your Social Security benefits when you do retire? Half say no. They're skeptical or cynical that they won't get them. You mentioned young people. When we look at those that are under 50, it's only down to about a third who think they're going to get their benefits. So there's a lot of deep-seated skepticism that this program, which has worked wonderfully well to many degrees to this point, is going to be there when young people come to age 62, 66, 70, whatever it is, and start to get their benefits.
Is it all or none, or are folks wondering if it'll just be rolled back a bit?
Well, that's a good question. And we do know when you look at the Social Security Administration's own calculations, they say they will have to start reducing benefits in 2034. I think that's the latest year they calculate when the trust fund begins to run out of money. But when we asked the question, we just said, do you think you'll get benefits or not? And 51% said no. They don't think they'll get benefits.
When we rank the things that Americans are most concerned about, is pressuring Congress people to act on Social Security, even in public awareness?
It is. Actually, when we ask Americans, what should we do to help the U.S. economy? And actually, we just gave Americans almost 50 different things that could be done to help the economy. Fixing Social Security was up there at the top of the list. It was among the top 10 things that Americans think should be done. Now, you say, is it on top of mind? It certainly doesn't come up in our most important problem question. A lot of Americans don't think about it, primarily because it's down the future. But when we ask Americans about it specifically, yes, indeed, they would like their representatives in Washington to try to do something about it.
Frank, this August 14th is also notable in that the U.S. flag is flying at the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time since 1961. Does that meet with majority approval in the United States?
Oh, it does, and it always has. In fact, we asked that question about reestablishing U.S. diplomatic relations with Cuba back in 1974. Now, I say always has, so we didn't ask it back at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis in this way. But going all the way back to the 70s, we had 63% of Americans who said, yes, we should reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba. We've asked it off and on over the years since, and almost always we get majority support. Now, we just ask it this year, we're up to 59-60% of Americans who say yes, they like the idea. So I think what's happening there today, what did happen there today in Havana today, is a good thing, according to the majority of Americans.
John Kerry was on hand today. What do Americans think of him?
Well, his approval rating on a relative basis, not as good as other Secretary of States. He has averaged 47% favorable rating. So far, since he's been Secretary of State, we tracked him way back when he was running for president as well, back in 2004. But since he's been Secretary of State, he's averaged 47. But let me give you some examples. Hillary Clinton averaged 64 favorable rating while she was Secretary of State. Condoleezza Rice averaged 60. Colin Powell averaged 86% favorable rating when he was Secretary of State. A lot of that came after 9/11 when everybody was getting good ratings. And Madeleine Albright is another example, averaged 62% when she was Secretary of State under Bill Clinton. So I would say on a relative basis, Kerry's not doing as well in the eyes of the public, at least in terms of his overall image, as other recent secretaries of state.
You know, with the clamor over Hillary Clinton and the email debacle, some say it opens up the Democratic field, and even John Kerry's name is being whispered as a potential candidate. What does that field look like now?
Yeah, we hear John Kerry now. The rumor de jour this week, as you know, Dave, has been Al Gore. Could he come out of political retirement and run? And, of course, we hear a lot about Joe Biden. But actually, we don't see any evidence in our tracking data, and we're tracking her image nightly, that Hillary Clinton's image has cratered in any way whatsoever. Among Democrats, it's 77% favorable, 18% unfavorable. And I look back to see what it was, for example, last month, and it was almost exactly the same.
Might Bernie Sanders, though, enjoy something of a home court advantage, given that the New Hampshire primary is right next to his home state, Vermont?
He could, certainly. He could. That state is certainly next door. But, you know, a lot of Democrats don't know who Bernie Sanders is. It's, you know, Bernie who? 38% have a favorable opinion of Bernie Sanders, 10% an unfavorable. And these are Democrats. But do the math on that, Dave. That's 38 plus 10, 48. That means half of Democrats we interview don't know enough about Senator Sanders to have an opinion. So despite all the media hoopla, and he is drawing big crowds, good video from Bernie Sanders on the stump, we simply don't see signs in our data that his image, his likability is going up and Hillary Clinton's is going down. It's just not happening so far.
Though not too far before 2008, many were going, Barack who?
That's true. So clearly candidates can come out of obscurity. Jimmy Carter's another one. Bill Clinton's another one. These are Democrats who people didn't know a lot about, and they won their party's nomination and won the presidency. So something could change, but at the moment, we're not seeing it in the data, at least to this point.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.